Colleagues, I'm going to go through the 2 second readings before we get to the final time certain. Could you call item 1333?
Amend street vacation ordinance to replace certain conditions and add conditions applicable to the vacated portion of Southwest Madison Street between Southwest 10th Avenue and Southwest Park Avenue for the Rothko Pavilion at Portland Art Museum.
Colleagues, any further discussion or questions on this item? Please call the roll.
Hugh Daly.
Well, I wasn't here last week, as all of you know, but I have reviewed the item and the testimony. I would say was almost equally split between those for and against, maybe leaning a little more towards the against side. And our constituent contacts to my office leaned more in the for side. I was especially compelled by the testimony from a woman who is 93 years old and who's been volunteering at the museum for 40 years, which is pretty close to half her life, and has recently developed a mobility challenge, and she shared her challenges and frustrations with accessing the museum, as well as testimony from the docent who leads tours for visually impaired and blind visitors. I'm really excited about the potential of this, of the pavilion, both to overall accessibility and the user experience for all visitors to the museum. I understand there's some resistance and cynicism in the community. I listened to that carefully, and I trust that the museum is operating in good faith and that we as a council will be here to ensure that the commitments to the community are upheld. So I'm very pleased to vote aye.
Fritz?
Well, I very much appreciated everybody who participated in the public hearings, both in the spring and last week. People who came believing they could make a difference, even though it seems certain that the approval was going to be given. It's very clear to me that the benefits to the art museum are obvious and many. The benefits to the community of closing off the right-of-way are undetermined at best. And I am disappointed that we'd not able to get to more of a win-win situation. We've already got one super block on the next two streets over, and it's difficult to find one's way to the streetcar except by going on the main thoroughfares, and that those are not pleasant places to walk or go with a wheelchair or a stroller or other places. And although I appreciate the stated intent to make this enclosed space welcoming, the current space is welcoming. The sculpture plaza, I think, is beautiful. It's a place where people can sit and reflect, and that really entices people to go inside because of the sculptures that are visible to people walking their dogs through that plaza. I do hope that as the project moves forward, the museum will consider and implement living wages for its custodians and security staff, some of whom we heard from last week in support. Again, it's very obvious that people care a lot about the art museum, and as do I. I am disappointed that this is another of this is the third cut that takes away from the street right-of-way that was established by the people who put together the City of Portland. I do appreciate Brian Fariso and the Art Museum to continue in their dedication and in their stated willingness to embrace community members from all walks of life and from all parts of the city, because for me this should still be a place that is used most by Portlanders, while still recognising that the Art Museum is a regional and international draw. So unfortunately, I'm not able to support this decision. No.
Fish.
Well, we've had a really, I think, robust and thoughtful discussion about this issue, and I appreciate everyone who's taken the time to share their views. I have watched with a lot of encouragement, the leadership of Brian Fariso transformed this museum from what, from my point of view, used to be a little bit on the stuffy side to being now a much more accessible institution. And I say that with all due respect to your predecessor and to people who have served on the board. But the institution, for to me, and I'm a member of, I buy a family membership, and I love the Art Museum. It felt to me a bit exclusive and a little stuffy. And I think this new director has done a wonderful job opening up this institution to our community, and I think he has captured a kind of the vibe of Portland in both what he's done in programming and in how he's made it more accessible. I was also not one of those who was much of a fan of the Mark renovation because even as an able-bodied person, I have found it extremely difficult to navigate the two buildings and to get to the Film Center, to get over to see the modern art in the Mark building, even to get to the Native American collection in the historic building. It's a warren of stairways and elevators and hallways, and it's really not very welcoming. So along comes this maybe once-in-a-generation opportunity to leverage private philanthropy to solve a fundamental problem of connectivity between two buildings. And I came to this with an open mind and had some skepticism. But what I have learned over time is that the public interest here, in my view, overwhelms what I think is the inconvenience this may cause to some people who live in the neighborhood. And that's because we have a chance to have an art museum which sets a standard for accessibility on the West Coast and hopefully beyond. And we have an opportunity, through the commitment that the art museum has made, to expand and protect the easement that gives people unfettered right to traverse the property beyond even the hours of the existing easement. And the amendment we adopted last week expands the hours to conform to the streetcar schedule. So what it comes down to is the fact that some will have to enter and depart a glass pavilion, whereas before it was open. To me, the public benefit is we finally have a main entrance to our museum. We have an accessible entrance. We have cured the circulatory problems which have dogged the historic building and the new building. And what I think for me ultimately is the tipping point as the liaison to Elders in Action and as the city's arts commissioner is I think this has a chance to further burnish our reputation. And I thought it was interesting we began today by talking about Vera Katz and the fact that Vera Katz always looked long-term. She was looking out long-term about the river. She was looking long-term about the river district. She was looking long-term. And she was not thinking just short-term. This is going to require some change in the short-term. I think on the long-term, it has a chance to really provide a tremendous public benefit. And it's being paid for by very generous private donors who want to see our museum enhanced. So for all those reasons, today I'm proud to vote aye. Thank you.
Wheeler.
I think this is a great vision, and I'm appreciative of the fact that the museum brought it forward. We had about 4.5 hours of testimony in this room last week. I heard the arguments that people raised, but I am convinced that this is the right step forward. It addresses the connectivity issue, and we had a number of architects come in and talk about some of the original problems that this rectifies. We had people discuss the building flow situation and how the elevation of the first floor significantly improves access and flow through the building as well as direct access to the elevators. This corrects what I think is an egregious problem with regard to ADA access in the current facility. There's no way of putting it differently in my mind. Currently, the way the Art Museum is set up, ADA access is through the back door. It is second-class access to what should be a world-class community facility. And this overcomes that effort. A number of the people who testified in opposition said they felt that we were supporting with a public contribution, meaning the right of way, a private and elitist institution. And to me, if people believe that, and by the way, I don't believe either of those things. I think it's very much a public institution, and we had a lot of people who are docents and volunteers and others share their experiences. The museum director expressed his support for free access, which he's already implemented, and other opportunities, particularly for youth. And he talked about how this new entry could be used as a better opportunity for youth to gather and begin their experience in the museum. If you believe that this is still an elitist institution and you believe that community engagement is not sufficient, I have an easy solution. Volunteer and help make this institution better. Rather than pulling your chair away from the table, turn it around and slide it in and participate in what is very much a public institution and has the opportunity to be one of the great museums in the United States of America. And Brian, personally, I just wanted to share my gratitude for what you have done. If to you it probably seems like a relatively long tenure. To me, it seems like it's been a relatively short period of time. You have really begun this process of acknowledging that this has to be a community-based institution. Finally, a number of people mentioned security issues in the vicinity of the building as being a concern. And we heard from one of the security personnel. We also heard discussions around lighting. We heard discussions around security. And the museum has agreed to keep the hours of public access from 7 a.m. to 11 p.m., which I think addresses a lot of the public access issues. But I also want to personally commit, as the mayor, I have said loudly and clearly, we need to address the livability issues in our community. We need to address things like drug dealing, littering, the disposal of needles in public right-of-ways, concerns people have around public safety. We are addressing those issues, and I will commit that as the museum goes forward with this project, we will continue to look at the issues that are in that immediate neighborhood to help make people feel safer. The fact that people said, I have to go through that existing public access point because I don't feel safe going the other way, that's a bigger problem than just whether or not we should build this entryway. That's a question about the broader sense of security in the neighborhood, and I think we need to collectively work together to address those issues, and I'm committed to it. So, as I said, it's a great vision. No great vision comes without some disagreement, but I vote aye. The ordinance is adopted. Thank you, everybody.